We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
In the rush to load your groceries, pay and race out of the supermarket, sometimes there's a little extra step, a question on the screen. The folks at Stop & Shop want you to stop and consider donating to pediatric cancer research at Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Just giving a dollar not only saves these kids' lives, but you don't know what these kids could become. You know, these kids are the future. So giving that $1 could create a better future for America.
In that moment, when the donation screen appears, Stop & Shop would like you to think about 19-year-old Michael McCollum from West Orange.
I was diagnosed with a rare sarcoma on top of my head. We don't know exactly what it was, but it's closely related to Ewing sarcoma. So I had to, since the disease was aggressive, we had to do aggressive chemotherapy.
The diagnosis was a terrible shock.
I thought I had a cyst on my head. I originally had gone to a dermatologist, and he said that he got part of it, but in November. And then throughout December, it started coming back. So I went to see a surgeon, and he removed it. And then the tumor came back. It came back as a tumor, a malignant tumor.
Doctors at Memorial Sloan Kettering went straight to work.
I've undergone the surgery first to remove the tumor. It was actually my third surgery because I had gone to the dermatologist. Then I had the surgeon after I was diagnosed. Then I had a third surgery to get clean margins, which makes sure that every place around the tumor has not been affected by it. And then after that, I had chemotherapy, which I had different chemotherapy drugs pumped into me, like cyclophosphamide, doxorubicin, vincristine. That was a treatment. And then I had ifosfamide and etoposide as another treatment.
That was pretty rough, wasn't it?
Regimen had different things about it that were different qualities that were pretty rough. I mean, for the first one, I was really tired. I would come home and I would be drained for the whole week. But I wouldn't get too nauseous, whereas the other one, I would get nauseous during the chemo. It was horrible when I was getting the chemo, but then the week after, I wasn't feeling as bad.
He endured treatment through the second half of his high school senior year.
There were different events at the high school for seniors that I missed. They had different parties at the high school where you could visit your elementary school and see all your teachers. I missed that. I mean, what I'm really grateful for is though the my elementary school teachers made a card for me, so I thought that was really nice.
Treatment kept him from a rare and splendid opportunity when his school band performed at Carnegie Hall.
I was pretty upset the week that I was sick when I missed it, but it was what it was. I mean, I knew I'd be missing stuff, so I just accepted it.
But his doctors made sure he didn't miss everything.
I was able to make graduation so that my doctors had scheduled it right so I could make my prom and my graduation. So I thought they were really great about it because they staggered the days that I went to the hospital. So I was healthy enough to make both of them.
What about college?
So I deferred college for a year. I got accepted into Elon University. So I'm deferring my acceptance for a year.
That was tough.
I was a little down about the whole deferring a year because all my friends have gone away now. I mean, they're not living in West Orange anymore. They're living at college, and I'm still here. So that was rough at first, but now I know I'm on a different path and there's different opportunities that I'm getting.
That path includes accelerated maturity. He's been forced to grow up a lot faster than he anticipated.
I think this experience has made me definitely more empathetic and understanding towards other people and their issues because you don't know what someone else may be going through. Because I remember when I was first diagnosed, I didn't tell people at first because I was still going to school. After I had known after I had been diagnosed, because they were still doing the pathology. It was still, so they were still figuring out exactly what my tumor was before I got treatment. So I was still going to school. I only told my teachers, so I hadn't told any of my friends yet. It was rough at first. So I think you never know what someone else may be experiencing or why someone else may be acting a certain way, why someone else may be acting a certain way. So you have to just try and understand people as best you can.
The experience has also given him a window into a world that he never really thought about.
I love the folks at Sloan Kettering. They've done everything for me. They're great. I can't say anything else. They're great. I mean, they're amazing people. They saved my life. So I'll always be grateful to them. I didn't realize how many people in the world have cancer and get it and have to deal with it. So I think what the hospital is doing, what the treatments and the everything that all the research that this hospital is developing, I think it's amazing. I mean, it's saving a whole bunch of people's lives.
And you can help when you check out at Stop and Shop.
The difference that they can make is they could be saving children's lives, children that didn't really have a say in anything. They just got this cancer from nowhere. Even a dollar is what helps to save these kids' lives. So if you can, you know, everyone can take $1 out of their lives. I mean, that's not going to hurt anything. These cancers are pretty lethal to kids. So I mean, that's help saving those kids' lives is worth more than your $1.
Michael's parents, Lori and Kevin McCullum.
Watching him grow and mature at such a young age has been inspiring. It was unfortunate he had to mature so quickly, but he has, and he's risen to the occasion to help others, and we're very proud of him. And Sloan, you know, we keep talking, singing their praises. The research that they're doing is changing quickly. The research they did 2 years ago is very different from what they're doing a year ago, different from what Michael's getting now. And so the money that people donate is going directly to research to help pediatric cancer. So we're proud to be able to help with that.
You know, one of the things that we were surprised to find out when Michael was diagnosed is that there weren't a lot of cases of his type of cancer. They didn't even have a name for it. So they basically, you know, they're treating him with a treatment for a cancer that's similar to what he has. The cancer that's similar to what he has is Ewing sarcoma. So they've got some research on that. But for his particular one, there's not a whole lot of research. And so that's why it's so important to get to be able to research these sorts of new cases for other kids that are going to come along and may have the type of cancer that Mike has. So when people contribute to pediatric cancer research, they're really on the cutting edge, on the front edge of learning about cancers that there currently isn't a whole lot of knowledge about. And it's important to do that. As Mike said, that there's so many kids who are dealing with cancers that don't even have names at this point.
You're devastated when you hear this news and you really don't know how you're going to keep going. And first of all, you know, we've really relied on our faith to do that, to keep moving forward. But also, Sloan doesn't give you a choice. You jump into life there, and they try their best to normalize it, and you just see the grit and the determination of the other kids and the families, and it is infectious. So you just go with the flow. Everyone else is going with it, and you pray for a positive outcome, and we're on the right direction. And Michael's doctor, he has nicknamed her the Cancer Slayer. She's the newest Avenger, Dr. Glade Bender. So we're very proud and grateful for her as well. So it's been an important part of our life, and we're grateful.
Michael McCullum is an impressive young man, National Honor Society, Eagle Scout. He isn't set on a future career, but he knows whatever it's going to be, he wants to help people. He's had a difficult detour, but he is determined to get back on track soon.
When I was told the news about my cancer, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So I'm pretty much prepared for anything coming my way now.
In West Orange, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.